This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel retaliated in Yemen a day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeida, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. Local health officials report a number of people on the ground are killed and injured. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Almost 35 Democrats in Congress say it's time for Biden to quit the race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley, who told reporters last week,
"He can't win. My colleagues need to recognize that."
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. Member Max Frost of Florida says young voters are coming on board.
"The thing people brought up wasn't Biden's age, but the fact that they're scared to death of Project 2025 and the far right wing."
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police imposed a strict curfew with a, quote, shoot-on-site order across Bangladesh as military forces patrolled parts of the capital after scores were killed and hundreds injured in clashes over the allocation of civil service jobs. Local media say at least 100 people have